Giraffes, wildebeest, and other animals graze lazily on the plain in Kenya's Rift Valley, about an hour northwest of the capital, Nairobi. There was a time when the light green plain in the distance was underwater as an inlet of Lake Naivasha, one of several lakes in the Rift Valley. Sarah Higgins is a farmer and environmentalist with the Lake Naivasha Riparian Association. She says she has seen many changes in her farm's landscape since moving here 36 years ago.
We have seen the area that we work in drying up, definitely. We used to guarantee our rain every year so we could guarantee our crop. But now this is not happening. Now we are drying up.
Lake Naivasha normally has cycles of rising and falling water levels, but Higgins says she and other farmers in the area have observed that these cycles have been disrupted. The water that fills Lake Naivasha comes from rivers and streams originating from the Abadares mountain range that forms the eastern wall of the Rift Valley. The Abadares used to be covered by thick forests that trapped moisture, kept temperatures cool, and performed other functions, including supplying plentiful rainfall to the area. But massive deforestation has taken place in the Abadares range and other wooded areas in Kenya over the past few decades. The deforestation has come about from people clearing the land for farms, timber merchants overlogging, government selling or giving away large tracts of forest in corrupt deals, and other forms of mismanagement. This has caused many of the rivers and streams feeding Lake Naivasha and other lakes to shrink or dry up, leading to a drop in water levels. There is also less rain in the area, in part because there is less forest cover to trap moisture and attract cloud cover. John Jiroge is a farmer and conservationist in the Abadares area. He points out grassy plains in the nearby hills that once were forested, but have since been burned and cleared by the local community. Jiroge says he has noticed less rain and changing rainfall patterns.
We have just now witnessed a change for about 1.5 years here in Kinangop without rain. And some years back, it was just raining about 3 times a year. From March, we are just expecting now for about in March and October, but now we are just getting one season rain allowed on December, which is just raining accidentally.
Deforestation is one of several human activities that most experts say is contributing to climate change. They are especially worried that the emissions of carbon dioxide, methane, and other gases into the air are forming a barrier that prevents the sun's energy from radiating back into space, thus raising the Earth's temperature. These scientists blame climate change for causing more intense and frequent droughts, floods, hurricanes, rising sea levels, and other negative effects in different parts of the world. In a poor country like Kenya, the cheapest and most efficient way to mitigate the harmful effects of climate change is to have lots of trees. Trees absorb excess carbon dioxide and other harmful gases from the atmosphere. But when trees are cut down, this process is halted. The effects of deforestation and changes to the atmosphere, in turn, have caused hardship for the local population. Kenya Wildlife Service scientist James Mathenge describes what he has witnessed in the Abadares and another water catchment area called the Mau Forest.
The effects of climate change that I've seen in this area is that there is loss of species, that is both plants and animals, due to drought, this prolonged drought. And these ones, they are really causing this ecosystem to lose a lot of biodiversity in terms of big mammals and the small mammals, and also in terms of the plants.
Experts agree that planting trees is the best way to restore forest cover in Kenya and other parts of Africa. Trees, in turn, are expected to mitigate some of the local effects of climate change. Kenyan Environment Minister Kivutha Kibwana admits that deforestation is a huge problem in his country, but says a new forestry law has just been enacted.
We are in the process of really reversing previous policy so that people know that you can't destroy forests and get away with it. You can't just, the government will not dish out land, forest land to you.
In the meantime, people like conservationist John Jorogé are planting seedlings and doing what they can to tackle the menace of climate change, one tree at a time. Kathy Meitzny for VOA News, Lake Naivasha.